Okay, so good evening, guys. Apparently, I'm also in a long-distance relationship. But no, that is not the story I'm telling tonight. Okay, so my story starts with me waking up to the clamor of the neighbor's rooster. It was 6 a.m. I stood up, wide-eyed and ready to face the day, and suddenly in front of me was a little girl, 4 feet tall, dark-skinned. She had very short and extremely curly hair and about 3 times the size of girls her age. So I was speechless. What is this girl doing in front of our house? She's probably one of the girls that, you know, the neighbors would say have been left out in the kitchen for too long. Mga naiwan sa kusina, ganyan. And to add to that, this girl, with her mouth closed, I could see her 2 huge front teeth peeping out. So imagine a rabbit, a dark brown, fat rabbit with a black curly wig. Can you imagine that? I can't actually. And then I opened my mouth and said, "Oh, hey, it's me." And you know what? That would have been my reaction if I saw that girl in the mirror at the age of 24. But no, I was 9 years old. And during that time, the only thoughts that came to my mind were, why do I look like this? Am I ugly? So when I was in grade 4, my parents transferred me to a private school. Okay? And it doesn't help that my new favorite teacher specifically chose me for a role for a chorale recitation that will be held in the month of August. And you know, August is the buwan ng wika. So in front of all the students and all the teachers in the school, I was on stage with my co-classmates and I shouted, "Ako ay baluga! Nakatira ako sa kuweba." So yeah, that was my role. And apparently, it became a trademark to my classmates. And after that, the students, all of them would tease me, would bully me. Okay. But actually, while we were practicing our lines, my teacher would often tell my classmates, "Oh, tignan niyo si Joey. Feel na feel niya, di ba? Ini-internalize niya. My conviction, ako ay baluga." Although I didn't know, maybe it was just because I didn't need to wear makeup or any costume to look like my role. Okay? And then after that, I said to myself, I will not be belittled by these people. Okay? So I focused on studying. I focused on impressing my teachers. Became the teacher's pet. And then eventually made some friends. Although I'm quite sure that some of them may still be uncomfortable with the fact that this hijus newcomer was leading the race for good grades. Okay. But yeah, after that, made the new friends, felt a little special, felt like I belonged. A few months before grade school graduation, I saw my classmates playing on the school grounds. They were playing patindero. I approached them and then I asked them if I could join. And then the unthinkable happened. Suddenly they formed circles around me and then chanted, "No, it's not ako ay baluga." It was, "We hate monsters. We hate monsters." Don't be sad, it's fast. Yeah, so I was in that situation. I wanted to fight back. I wanted to scream, but at that time, all I could do was to run to a corner and cry in disbelief, silently cry in disbelief, and ask, why do my classmates think I'm a monster? What's different with me? What is wrong with me? Fast forward, years after, some of the people who called me a monster eventually became my friends. And at that age, with a young mind, where bullying and smart shaming was an unknown concept to me, I chose to forgive and I chose to let go. And a year ago, I met a man who told me, now this guy, apparently he has some palm reading skills. Okay, so the first time I met him, he looked me in the eye and said, "Can I see your hands?" Okay, and then he said, "Fractured childhood, split second." Now I was like, "Whoa, di nga." But deep inside, I know it was real. It was real. But then I also met a man who told me that the palm says a lot about who you are. The left hand saying, it signifies who the things you are born with, okay? Then the right hand shows what you have become. Yeah. So the right hand says what you have become and what you have turned yourself into, what you are becoming. I had a fractured childhood, let alone the bullying. I also had the dysfunctional family relationships, but it led me to becoming a better version of myself, to empowering others, to be on a life mission, to be kinder, be more understanding, be more accepting, to be on a mission to inspire and empower others. Okay? So today, I am a startup founder. I have my own startup. And on the side, I teach high school students multimedia arts. And aside from teaching them how to use Adobe Photoshop or Adobe Illustrator, I also remind them constantly that looks and good grades don't define who you are and who you will be. Okay. Because I believe that... I believe... I believe that being a game changer includes seeing new perspectives that others cannot see and acting upon it. Okay? May it be in the professional setting, may it be in your in how we do things normally in society, but also it could be how we could influence others to see, influence them to see how they see themselves differently. Know, how they make sense of their experiences. Okay. So after that, how many minutes? Wrap up. Okay. So my fractured childhood, and then I was on a journey to always better myself. And in an ideal world, you know, they say life is a game. Okay. But in an ideal world, it would be in a chronological order. Like, you would go to level 1, level 2, level 3. But that's not always true because for some, they may have it easy the first time around, early on. For others, it would be like me, like I've been through the difficult level early on, but it made me who I am today, and it made my right hand make more sense. Because at the end of the day, it's all about how you make sense of the obstacles and the trials that life throws in front of you. So yeah, that is my story. Actually, one of the stories inside my process of becoming. A story I wanted so bad to bury, just like my childhood photos. But I'm telling it right now because now I could say without the mirror that, oh, hey, what a beautiful person you have become.